Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are pleased to be joined on the line by right now by Nate Horner, the Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation for the province of Alberta. First of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, main thing we want to discuss today is the province recently announced that the plan is bringing a new agri-processing tax credit. Why don't you tell us a little bit what this is all about here?
We announced that we're moving forward with the Alberta Agri-Processing Investment Tax Credit. So what this is, this will be a 12% non-refundable tax credit to eligible businesses that make a minimum capital investment of $10 million or more in value-added agri-processing. So this is an investment attraction tool. Hopefully it will encourage facilities we already have to consider expansion, but also to try to get more of those investment dollars that are, sought over by multiple jurisdictions.
And by having kind of more sort of value-added agriculture, how will this help with the agriculture of this province and sort of the global food demand that's out there?
Well, it definitely will help. We think this is an area where, I've said this since before I ran, you're sick of opening the Western Producer and seeing what Saskatchewan was building this week. But it's an area that we know we have room to do more. There's such a heightened expectation and awareness about food security, food affordability, our supply chains growing local, that we know the consumers would be more produced in Alberta. But also for our farmers and primary producers, this has the ability to, strengthen local markets, create new markets, create new products, frankly. And it's a tax credit that's used anywhere in the province, in the southeast to the north. The $10 million level, that is a level, but what it will also do is it will allow us to use some of our other investment tools. Like the emerging opportunities, CAP grants under my department, like the Investment and Growth Fund from Jobs Economy and Northern Development, to focus on some of those smaller agri-food investments. So we really think it just complements our suite of investment tools, and we're really excited. We think it'll mean a 35% incremental investment in this space to the province.
Now, by having this new tax credit out there, what kind of sort of investments are you looking to try and bring into Alberta with this?
Well, I tell you this, Kyle, for our department, we, at any given time, Alberta Agriculture, that we have a director within the department, there's 120 to 180 different investment opportunities. And that could be anything from that first conversation with our department to something that we're really working on, helping them find the right municipality and space that has the right amount of water or rail or whatever their specific needs are for that project. And that is the whole gamut. And this tax credit will apply to the whole gamut. It's everything from a flour mill to a canola crush facility to a meat processing facility. The entire gamut, and we're not choosy. We want it all.
And by with these sort of value-added things like processing and manufacturing, like you kind of mentioned there, how much would this help the agricultural sector in this province?
Well, we think substantially, but not just the agriculture sector. The entire economy. Agri-food is the number one manufacturing sector already in this province. We've made a lot of investments, the irrigation investments already that the province has made. And we think that having this tax credit and bolstering our investments really helps us get, the full potential out of all of those investments. So we're hoping when we lay down the budget February 28th, we're going to have some real aggressive and bold targets and goals for agri-food investment for the next term. This is also about diversification, frankly. We want to do more with these products here. So we think it'll mean great things to every region of the province, but also great things to the economy as a whole.
And finally, whenever we have a guest join us here at the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we'll look to throw in a little personal question as well. We are still in the middle of winter here in Alberta, I guess, and a lot of people have different activities they like to do when the weather is a little cold and snowy out there. What about with you, Minister? What are some of your kind of go-to wintertime activities?
Well, when I was a younger fella, I used to play a lot of hockey, but now that I have three kids under nine, we do a lot of tobogganing and pulling sleds behind the snowmobiles and some skating on frozen ponds. So those are more of the activities right now.
Well, certainly let you get to some of that there. Nate Horner, the Minister of Agriculture for the province of Alberta, thanks for joining us here today.
Very much, Kyle. Really appreciate that opportunity. We're really excited about this program.